Gold prices have hit record highs, surpassing the $6,000 an ounce mark for the first time. Many people will be eyeing off their parents' jewellery, wondering what it would now be worth. And the gold rush isn't just happening in global markets. At the Perth Mint, more than 7,500 customers have queued each week in the past fortnight, many lining up to buy gold bars as stocks run short. Susan Hu asked Dr. John O'Donoghue, General Manager of the Depository at the Perth Mint, what were the main global forces driving gold to such record highs right now?
There's a number of forces in the market that are driving gold to record highs. If you look at the US, there's concerns about the current government shutdown. There's an impact of the tariffs that came into force previously and how they will play out on the economic strength. There's also uncertainty as to how many interest rate reductions will happen this year. So all those factors, coupled with global factors, is driving people to gold, which is the safe haven asset.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, gold's often seen as a safe haven during turbulent times. Does that reputation still hold true today? And how do we see that playing out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the answer is yes, gold is still classified and considered a safe haven asset. If you look back over the last 2 years, we've had a lot of uncertainty across the world, be it geopolitical, be it conflicts in various regions, that has propelled people to gold. And then secondly, central banks are buying gold at record levels. And all those factors definitely resonate to the wider community that gold is still the safe haven asset.
Here in Australia, we're seeing people queue outside the Perth Mint to buy gold bars. What does that tell us about public sentiment and confidence in the economy?
I think that's twofold. So gold has definitely become more common across the narrative. If you look back over the last number of months, the price of gold is reported in most of the major news bulletins. It's reported in the paper. It's gaining more traction. So I think that's making more people aware of gold. And as more people buy, there's a momentum trade that happens. And that, I think, brings more people to the party.
Gold is one of Australia's largest exports. What does that mean for the gold industry and for the Perth Mint's operations?
Yeah, gold has been one of the strongest resources in Australia, especially in West Australia. Here at the Perth Mint, we export the majority of our gold around the world. That has been the case for many years, and that will continue to be the case. That continues to support jobs locally in the community.
Some analysts warn prices could fall back. Do you see this as a sustainable shift or more of a speculative bubble?
If you look at the broader market, there could be some short-term selling where people would take profits as it has hit record highs in US dollar terms and AUD terms in the last couple of days. So you might see some short-term profit-taking. But looking more longer term, most of the analysts predict that gold will continue to be at an elevated level for the medium term.
Aligning with this trend in soaring gold prices, what other resources or minerals do we see with this following a similar trend?
Yeah, gold is attracting a lot of the headlines, but additionally, silver and platinum have both had a really strong performance in 2025. Silver has hit record highs in Australian dollar terms. It's trading over 70 Australian dollars. And platinum has rallied very hard in the last number of months. It's now trading over 1,500 US dollars. Both of these metals are additionally performing like gold.
What do you think explains the forces driving this? Is it the same reasons as gold?
So silver has probably two factors at play. One is it's also considered a safe haven asset, but not to the same extent as gold. And then secondly, silver has an industrial element. So both of those factors are combining to drive the price higher at the minute. And platinum has underperformed for the last number of years compared to gold. So a lot of the upswing in platinum at the minute is more than likely driven by catching up to underperformance.
John O'Donoghue, General Manager of the Depository at the Perth Mint, speaking there with Susan Hu.